This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of John, chapter 8, verse 12, and speak on the subject, Jesus Christ is the light of the world. In the book of John, chapter 8, Jesus Christ has just been confronted with the Pharisees. You know those guys, they're religious, but they're always trying to trick Jesus and to confuse him and cause all kinds of problems with Jesus Christ. Of course, the real problem is with the Pharisees. It's not with Jesus. They just don't believe he's God. And they have a real problem. And so they have just brought this woman to Jesus, whom they say has been taken in adultery in the very act. And of course, Jesus Christ does not condemn her. Rather, he reveals unto her her sins. And also the Pharisees that bring her unto Christ have now realized that they are sinners, and they go away, beginning from the eldest. And now in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 12, the Bible states, Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And of course, the very reason that the Pharisees were walking in darkness and did not understand who Christ was is because they do not have the light of life. They're not trusting in Jesus Christ at all. They're doing their own thing as far as religion is concerned. They're not following what God has established in His Bible. They're making their own rules and regulations, the things that is pleasing to them, and they're not even concerned about whether God is pleased with it or not. Also, look at another place, the book of John, chapter 9. In this place, as Jesus was walking by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And then the disciples asked Jesus, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? And of course, this is a great fallacy that's in this world today, that all kinds of problems that's in this world is caused by someone that has sinned. And Jesus clarifies this very easily by saying, Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. What Jesus speaks is a lesson we should all learn, that sometimes things happen that we might glorify God, not that any particular person has sinned or that there's any kind of bad thing that's happened at all. We ought to glorify and honor God in everything that comes upon us in our life. And then Jesus says in verse 5, As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. What does Jesus mean when he is the light of the world? And very frankly, what he means is that without him, everybody is in complete darkness. We cannot understand spiritual things without Jesus Christ, and we cannot understand even physical things without Jesus Christ. That's why so many people today like the theory of evolution. It leaves out God, but it explains nothing whatsoever. We know this, that when we understand and know that Jesus is God, that He is the literal Son of God, that it clarifies a lot of things about why this world is here. The evolutionists would have us believe that there's no reason for our existence at all. But we know that we are here to give glory and honor and praise unto God. And God is the light of the world. Men that do not understand this are walking in darkness, and their lives are full of despair and despondency. They have no eternal hope. They really have little hope in this world because they live, they earn money, or they lose money, whichever way it goes. They get education, and then they forget it all as they grow older. And then they go off into death, and their life is totally meaningless. The whole truth is that Jesus Christ is the light of this world. He is the one that we are able to see clearly by and understand the paths of life that we ought to be able to walk down. Notice, if you would, the book of John, chapter 1. The Bible states here, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So we find that Jesus Christ is the actual creator of this world. When you go back and read in the book of Genesis chapter 1 about how God created this world, we find that that's actually Jesus Christ that speaks and says, let there be light. Or he speaks and said, let the waters bring forth a living creature. Or he speaks and this happens or that happens. That's actually Jesus Christ that's doing all that. And yet the Bible states here that the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Men have come to the place that they don't believe they even need God. Men are so wise in themselves that they're forgetting how utterly helpless they are without God. The fact is, we could not have life if it was not for God. We would not have the right use of our minds if it was not for God. We would not have the ability to do anything in these bodies if God did not give us that ability and the strength to do it. God has established all of this creation, and all of it has been established for His glory and for His honor. We should never, ever, ever forget how important that God is, because without Him there is no light whatsoever. But we do find that John chapter 1, verse 5 makes the statement, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. This is the condemnation that has come upon men today, because they do not see the light that God is unto them. Notice the Bible states in John chapter 3 and verse 16, a very familiar passage, I know, to you. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My, that's a wonderful verse. It talks about how we can have everlasting, not temporary, life because Jesus is the light of the world. In verse 17, the Bible states, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. Isn't that wonderful? Jesus didn't come into the world to condemn us. No, we were already condemned. We were already away from Him and in sin because of what Adam did back in the Garden of Eden. But notice in verse 17, as this passage continues, but that the world through Him might be saved. Jesus Christ did not come to condemn, but rather Jesus Christ came to save sinners that come unto Him. Verse 18, he that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And so people are condemned already. Why? Because they have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The little phrase here, in the name of, simply means in the power or in the authority of God. There are those today that are attempting to save themselves. It cannot be done, but they're still trying. There are those that are attempting to save themselves by doing good works, or by being baptized, or by joining the church, or by giving tithes and offerings, or by doing whatsoever they're doing. But the Bible states that this is the condemnation, that they will not come unto the light. And Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Verse 19, the Bible states, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And so what is the condemnation? The Bible states in John 3:19 that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light. Wow, think about that. The Bible states, John 3:19, that men love darkness rather than light. Why would anybody love darkness rather than light? And the Bible gives us the answer in verse 19, because their deeds were evil. Men have the mistaken idea that if they can keep their deeds in darkness, that God will not see them. After all, if things are done in darkness, men cannot see them. But you remember that God is light. God sees everything. God is incapable of not seeing everything. He knows everything that's going on. Nothing is hidden from Him. Even those things that are done under cover of darkness, God knows about them. The Bible says that men will not come to light. Men love darkness because their deeds were evil. Verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. You've probably seen some news clippings of some person that has done some evil thing, and he did that evil thing at night, and he's running from the police. But the police have a helicopter, and they have a bright spotlight that they're shining down upon that person as they flee from the police. And that person that's fleeing from the police is always trying to get into the shadows. They're always trying to get to the place that the police cannot find them. But the light continually shows up where they are. And this is what Jesus Christ is. He is one who lights up that which is evil. That's why the evil people hate the light. That's why that evil people are always fighting those people that believe in Christ or that want to do right. They're always against them. Notice, furthermore, the Bible states here in verse 21, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and the person that has come to the Lord knows that they're a sinner and knows that Jesus has already forgiven them of their sin. And they're not afraid to come to Jesus Christ. They're not afraid. They love to come to Christ, even though they know they're sinners. Why? Because Jesus Christ, the light of the world, has lit them. Notice the book of Proverbs, chapter 20 and verse 27. The Bible said, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. And then in Psalms 18, verse 28, for thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. You see, when a person is saved by the grace and mercy of Almighty God, they have come before the Lord Jesus Christ, and they have a candle, but it's simply not lit. But that candle is lit by God. That's what it says in Psalms 18, verse 28. For thou wilt light my candle. And so certainly that is so. Notice also this passage, the book of Psalms 32 and verse 9. But be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. And so there are people that are just like animals. They don't care anything about hearing about God. Therefore, they have no understanding at all. Well, I'm glad today as I think on this subject that Jesus Christ is the light of my life. I'm glad that he has lit the candle that is within me, that is my spirit. And I'm thankful that I know Jesus and he knows me today. If you're lost, I pray that you might understand that you need Jesus Christ to make a difference in your life. Come to him as a lost sinner and trust him, and Jesus Christ will save your eternal soul. And then he will become your light. Well, I see that my time has slipped away from me once again this morning. Before we close, we would like to remind you of the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock and then our regular preaching service at 11. And then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock is our midweek Bible study. You can also check us out on the internet by going to independencebaptist.org. We have much information there concerning the things that we believe, preach, and practice at the Independence Baptist Church. If you have any questions or comments concerning the things that I've preached this morning, you can contact me by either writing to Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70 in Forestdale, or my email address is on our church's website. That's independencebaptist.org. I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of your questions, knowing that God is the one that has all answers. In the meantime, we do invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.